What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I am Mark, your host, and let's talk about a foreign film, shall we? A foreign drama, in its native tongue, titled Tabija. It's The White Fortress from Game Theory, and it was Bosnia-Herzegovina's official Oscar selection for 2021. Now, it is available in select theaters and on digital platforms now. And I will not even attempt to butcher any of the actors' names or the writer-director's name, because I have more respect for them for that. Now, what the film is, though, is about Farouk, who is an orphan, who meets a teen girl from an affluent family, and they form a relationship as she kind of explores his life, where he works with his uncle foraging scrap metal to sell, and performing kind of petty crime. And she's trying to get away from this toxic home life because her father is in politics, and that is not necessarily going well, as one might expect in that part of the world. Now, this is post-war Sarajevo, and it's not a bad film. Let's put it that way. So we have this kind of Romeo and Juliet thing going on. We have just kind of this standard, boy from the wrong side of the tracks kind of thing going on. You know, she's kind of upper crust in the world that in which they live, and he is clearly not. I don't want to tell you it's bad, because it is not a bad film, but it is a very deliberately paced, long-ish, even though it's only 88 minutes. That is a long 88 minutes. There are some weird undercurrents of this society that Farouk runs in that may or may not deal with Mona, who is the girl. There's some disturbing directions this film could have gone, but it, I think, wisely chose not to, even though it may have been a slightly better film by the end. And by the time we get to the end of The White Fortress, what we're left with is Mona's presentation of this time as this weird sort of fairy tale, with the White Fortress high above the city, which is a place that they went to. But it's kind of dressed up, because he is now gone, just vanished, as many people in, his life do in many parts of the world. But why and how he vanishes is left to us. And she does not know either. Again, it's not a bad film. It's just very deliberately paced. And I think that works against it. There's a lot of riding the scooters through the streets with nothing going on. There's a lot of sitting, staring longingly at the sky with nothing going on. So it does capture this sense of, a post-war nation and the youth that exist in it. So there's a lot of good aspects to the film. I just think that overall, it could have been more than it is. And that is sad, that a region that has so much trauma, but some of the youth still have so much hope is not presented, not necessarily happier, because it's not necessarily a happy existence, but in a better way. And that is, that would be my chief complaint, is I think they don't give the sense of hope enough play in the White Fortress to kind of offset all of the negativity and all of the neutrality that is left in this film. Because a lot of this is just very neutral. It's just existence with no sense of motion. That's a stagnant existence. Again, which is probably accurate, it's just not necessarily very cinematic. So that is the White Fortress. That's what I can tell you about the White Fortress. Check it out if you'd like. And until Ryan and I get back with some more bigger films for you, I'm going to be hitting more of these smaller ones for you. Stay safe. Take it easy. Don't forget to follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know the drill. Twitter is great. If you watch the episodes that hit YouTube, don't forget to subscribe over on YouTube as well. Let us know what you think. And until we get back to you, take it easy. And we'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.